Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/PrettyDeceShow. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek, and thank you so much for tuning in to Pretty Dece, the short show about movies, comics, games, and all the pop culture in between. Today I want to talk to you about the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. It's the first we're really getting a chance to see what this film is going to be about. Of course, this is the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming, which is kind of the third iteration of Spider-Man films that we are seeing. We've seen a lot of representation of Spider-Man on the big screen, and we've got, the third version here. So originally, with the weird way that licensing worked out, before Marvel was making their own movies, they licensed out certain characters to other companies to make films. Spider-Man went to Sony, and that's where we got that first trilogy starring Tobey Maguire. Now, at the time, those films were okay. The first one, especially the second one, was also pretty good. The third one definitely fell off a cliff for me. There was a lot wrong with that film. But as a trilogy overall, I was pretty pleased with what we got, and it was a cool representation for the first time of my favorite character on the big screen. Then, of course, Sony, in order to keep the license, rebooted the franchise, and we got the Andrew Garfield version of Spider-Man. And again, I liked what they did there. It wasn't the coolest, best film I'd ever seen, but they were doing some cool things and trying some different things with the character. However, the most exciting thing that's happened in film for Spider-Man as of late was Marvel getting that license back and getting to incorporate Spider-Man into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, to put him on the Avengers, and to make their own Spider-Man film. And that was what Homecoming was. And it was a really awesome take on the character that we hadn't seen in film so far. He was a young Peter Parker. He was still in high school. And it was such a throwback to early Spider-Man comics. You know, you're so used to Spider-Man being older, college age or even older, that it was really nice to kind of go back to that high school feel. And it was definitely like the movie representation of what the ultimate comics were, where we're just going to reset the character, we're going to put him back very young, and he's going to be this young kid interacting in this adult world of superheroics, and that's going to be where the cool, interesting dynamics to the character comes from. That's where his humor comes from, and I think Homecoming did a fantastic job of that. Now, Far From Home is the continuation there. Of course, Spider-Man's going to be a big piece of the Marvel Cinematic Universe going forward, and Far From Home is really going to be the first film post-Avengers Endgame that kind of sets the stage for where the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to be going. That also brings up a very weird point here. We know, of course, from the last Avengers film that things don't work out great for Spider-Man, yet here he is in this trailer for Far From Home, seemingly perfectly fine, going on a European vacation. It's kind of a bummer for Marvel that they have to start promoting this film before we get to see Endgame, before we get to see things wrap up, and before we get to see Spider-Man return, you know, from being disintegrated, of course, if you've seen the film. So obviously we all knew he was going to come back. This film has been on the docket, but it makes things a little awkward as far as trailers and information that they can release about this movie for now. But if we're talking about this film kind of standing alone on its own merits, what we see in this trailer, I'm really pumped for what we see. I think it's a really cool concept to send Spider-Man and his whole cast of friends off to a European vacation. It's going to be a really cool Stranger in a Strange Land type thing. Really pumped about kind of the cool things that they can do there. I also really like that now we have a Spider-Man where, you know, he's got a buddy who knows he's Spider-Man, and he has an aunt who knows that he is Spider-Man. There's a stretch of the comics where Spider-Man told Aunt May that he was Spider-Man. So Peter broke the news to his aunt, and kind of her behavior after that was really awesome. She's writing like op-ed pieces to the Daily Bugle defending Spider-Man, and she really just kind of jumps into gear being the biggest Spider-Man supporter imaginable, after years and years of like kind of putting down this character that she didn't even know was kind of her family. So it was a really cool turn of events for May, and a really cool piece of character development, and I'm really excited that we will get to see that now in this film, especially with this Aunt May, who is clearly younger and hipper, and that's kind of what they're going for with this character. Now, I love that we get to see Sam Jackson in this film. I like that Nick Fury is kind of back to basics, doing what he does, going and sitting in dark rooms and talking to Avengers. That seems like an appropriate use of Nick Fury. He's definitely going to recruit Peter. We get to see some cool shots of a new costume that isn't red and bright blue. It's kind of red and like a very dark, almost black color. It's very striking. It's a really cool looking suit that we really haven't seen in the comics. It's kind of a throwback to maybe really, really early Spider-Man costumes where the blue was almost black. I really, really like kind of the look they're going for there, if that is kind of a stealth suit or something like that, that Fury gives Spider-Man. And of course, the big feature of the trailer is the reveal of the main villain, which is Mysterio, portrayed by Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, if you don't know anything about Mysterio in the comics, he is an illusionist. He is a magician. So much of his powers are tricks. He's making you see things. There are things that aren't actually happening. He's making you hallucinate in some cases. So I'm really expecting some big swerves as it comes to Mysterio in the film. I don't fully expect him to just be a regular villain who flies around and fights you. I think that there's probably a lot that will be under the surface that we don't really know is true about him. One of the things we see in this trailer is a giant man made out of water, and he's kind of swinging around, and Spider-Man fights him at one point. It appears that is Hydro Man is my guess, and Mysterio is even seen fighting him at one point. So my guess, at least as far as how this is going to play out, is that Mysterio is going to be playing the hero in Europe, and he's going to be taking people for a ride, and it's running a scam, essentially, of some sort. And maybe Hydro Man is someone he's tricked, or maybe it's even a thing he's conjured up and he's created so that he can play the hero and so that he can look like the big superhero and have some sort of gain from that. And Spider-Man showing up is going to ruin that for him. That's at least my sort of armchair directing. That's at least the direction I would take for Mysterio. Who knows if that's actually what happens? Maybe he just teams up with Hydro Man. Who really knows? But I'm really, really excited to find out. And I love the look of Mysterio in this film as well. He's got a really cool costume. Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, is going to knock it out of the park with this character, and I love that we actually get the Mysterio with the fishbowl helmet as well. It's a really quintessential look, and honestly, it's really timeless. I love that they stuck pretty close to the comic book for inspiration there. So we will, of course, have a lot more to see from this film before it comes out, and we have a lot more to talk about as far as Avengers stuff, because we'll, of course, have seen Endgame by the time this film comes out. But I am super stoked for this movie and cannot wait to see more. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me to gush about Spider-Man Far From Home. You got to go check out this trailer if you haven't already. If you want to support Pretty Dece, you can do so. Visit prettydeceshow.com/listener support to find out those details. Of course, download the podcast wherever you find your podcast. Just search for Pretty Dece. Or check out the video version on YouTube. Visit youtube.com/prettydece to find the channel. And finally, hit me up on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pretty Dece Show.